We have one final story from the border between the U.S. and Mexico. This week, with no fanfare or even a formal announcement, a pedestrian-only border station opened in West Texas. It links a remote Mexican village to a picturesque national park in the U.S. Officials in both countries hope the new port of entry will revive the local economy. It suffered after 9/11, when cross-border access there was declared off-limits by the U.S. From Marfa Public Radio, Lauren Madelon has that story.
Boquillas, Mexico, is a riverside hamlet of 90 people. It sits a minute by foot across the Rio Grande from Big Bend National Park in Texas, a boundless tapestry of rock and high desert. Mexicans used to cross to work, buy supplies in the park, or visit family. Americans would wait across the river to savor Mexico for a few hours. The border, at least here, was an abstract, one that people on either side ignored. But that was before 9/11. After this part of the border was sealed.
No tengo trono ni reina.
And the only thing entering the U.S. along this emerald sliver of the Rio Grande was the sound of 62-year-old Victor Valdez singing.
Una piedra en el camino me enseñó que su destino.
His voice echoed across the canyon, his corridos telling stories of lost love and the fight to survive in a harsh, beautiful land.
I stay on the other side singing song for them, but I don't see the faces or the smile. But I'm glad I'm going to see them face by face.
Milagro grande.
It's a miracle, says Marcelino Sanchez, looking at U.S. visitors in the village plaza. Small, intertwined economies on both sides have been damaged or wiped out. In Boquillas, people eked out a living by crossing into the U.S. at night and leaving souvenirs and crudely painted signs asking tourists at Big Bend National Park to leave money on the honor system, all illegal and generally overlooked. Now, 20,000 visitors a year are expected in Boquillas. That's Lilia Falcón greeting old friends from Texas, asking if they crossed by boat or on foot. Once the border was sealed, Falcón missed what she terms her family.
There was a lot of times that I called Big Bend just to say hello or just to say, is there any news about the opening? And whoever answered the phone always remembered us in Boquillas.
The opening became official when four senior U.S. Border Patrol agents in uniform waded across the Rio Grande. After embracing their Mexican counterparts, a final meeting took place on the riverbank to coordinate hours and days of operation.
Good morning, good morning.
The crossing may translate into an intelligence edge for the U.S. As it happens, one of the best wildfire fighting crews in the world lives in Boquillas. They're regularly called in north of the border. One member of the team, Gabriel Oreste, says the U.S. has just gained a new set of eyes and ears.
Yo pienso que sí van a estar más seguros porque...
He says things will be more secure because we all know if someone bad shows up. We know who is coming and going. There's little doubt that the local economy here in Boquillas, Mexico, will benefit in the short term because of the new crossing. And now people on either side are hoping that what happens here becomes a model for reviving small, intertwined economies along this section of the border. For NPR News, I'm Lorne Madelon.
Ese lunar que tú tienes, cielito lindo, junto a la boca. No se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo, que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra el cielo.
You're listening to All Things Considered.